Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mobile App Flipping and Reskilling Podcast. This is your host, Johan. First of all, this is early January 2016, and I want to wish all of you a Happy New Year and all the success you deserve for this new year 2016. Now, the podcast episode today is going to be about a little retrospection about 2015, see what worked and what did not work, and also see what's next in 2016. See what's trying to find out what the trends are going to be so that we can ride these trends and get the most out of them. So first of all, let's take a look at 2015. So there's been lots of ups and downs in the mobile app industry, especially in the mobile app reskinning industry. What do we mean by that? But first of all, let me give you a little details about what do we mean by reskinning. So far, reskinning, we say that reskinning is taking an app that's already created, the source code, and once we have that source code, we change the design, so just the graphics and the sounds, and we publish it to the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store most of the time, and then see what comes out of this. Now, in 2014 and 2013, this worked great in the sense that you guys remember the Flappy Bird trends where you could just create a game that's very similar to the Flappy Bird game, just a clone, and just change a few graphics. Like literally, you would change the character and the pipes and just put it in the App Store, change the name, and you could make a couple thousand dollars right there. Many of you are actually did that, worked. Some of you did it and ended up number one in Japan, one of my students. Another one in Britain with the Penguins. I myself also made some money like that too. So this was one of the plenty of other waves that happened. Now, it doesn't mean that there was no wave in 2015. Obviously, there was plenty of other waves as well that people got to ride. Now, one of the main issues in 2015, and many of you said, app reskinning is dead. So what do we mean by app reskinning is dead? People saw that they could not just take a source code, change a few graphics, and put it in the App Store and would make thousands of dollars. At most, they could make maybe a couple of hundreds here and there. Some of you may have made thousands, but the majority of you barely even make a few dollars like that. Reason why is that, obviously, like any other market, the iTunes App Store, which was one of the stores that had the most money that could come out of, became overwhelmed or saturated with apps. Obviously, there's now millions of apps and games. And we arrived to a time where players are more intelligent or smarter because they're used to see more games. So they're expecting much more than what they were expecting in 2014 or in 2010, right? Obviously. Now, it's not just this reason. It's also the fact that Apple changed their way of showing apps by categories in the App Store. Before, there used to be a category for a new new games. And it used to be any new game that would be made would have a chance to be seen by anyone in the App Store. So let's say my name is John Smith. I would open my App Store app in the iPhone. I would go to new and I would be able to see anyone's app that just got released today. Now, that meant that there was plenty of eyes that would see your app, whether you did any marketing or not, because it's just right there. Now, Apple changed that in the sense that now the category became curated. So the games category, you had to only be able to see your games only if Apple decided that your game was worth enough to be able to be seen. Now, if obviously your game is worth to be seen, then Apple's going to show it to everyone and your downloads are going to be amazing, which generally means that you're going to make money out of this app. Now, people could not just create, you know, hundreds of apps a month and release them and make money this way. It's a lot harder because the content is more curated. Now, this doesn't mean that some of you are not making money. So, but before I get there, I want to tell you that app reskinning is not dead. Many of you came to me and asked me, Johan, is app reskinning dead? And some of you didn't even ask me, they just said, you know, app reskinning is dead, I'm out of here. And I want to say something for people out there. Whenever there's a change in an industry, especially in a big change like this, there will always be winners and losers. It's like competition, you know. There's a big change, and the majority of the people are not going to be able to take the hit. You know, it's like you're on a boat, and the boat and you're navigating around these huge waves that are coming to you, some of you are just going to, you know, go back, and some of you are going to go through the waves. And that's exactly what's going on here in the app stores. So, first of all, I'd like to say that, yes, app reskinning is dead as it was in 2014 or 2013. In 2016, app reskinning would be totally different. Now, you have to understand, and many of you do not understand what app reskinning is about. People think that app reskinning is about creating plenty of apps and releasing them in the App Store and hoping to make money. No, that's only one way of doing app reskinning. However, you have to understand that the business, the mechanics of app reskinning are still well and alive and sound, and they will always be there. Why? Because it's just a mechanics or just a strategy that has been proven to work, not just in the mobile app industry, but in all the industries that exist till today, industries that are thousands of years old, such as the wine and beers industries, so food and beverages, or any product industries. So let me explain you what I mean by that. Take any brand. Let's say yesterday I went shopping and I looked at pretzels. So, you know, pretzels have been here forever, right? So you're like, oh, pretzels are saturated. How can you come up with a new idea of doing pretzels? Well, guess what? People are still making new pretzels. I just saw new pretzels that are with caramel and chocolate covered. But guess what? It's the same process as reskinning. They took the same source code, which was the pretzel, and they modified a little bit here and there and tried one with chocolate, one with raspberry, one with caramel, and then they release it. And guess what? It's a different way to quickly release new products without having to risk it and create product from scratch. They're actually reusing products that are known to work. So these mechanics will work in the app industry as it works in any other industry. That's a given. Now, something that I want to say is that I'd like to say that app reskinning is dead. You cannot produce the apps just the way it is in 2015. But in 2016, you have to be smarter. And, you know, like in any other market, it's kind of a cat and mouse issue. You have to always be one step ahead so that the cat doesn't eat you. Okay, so you always have to think ahead and be in the top layer so that you can get the majority of the profit out of this industry. So if you're smarter than the rest of the people, or you just do more work or more research, you will get more out of it. Now, something great about 2016 is that a lot of people dropped the ball on app reskinning, meaning that there's a lot less competition. So congratulations for all of you that stays in the industry, because now that you have less competition, if you find a way to make money, then you can definitely keep making money this way. And I can assure you, for my own sake, I see that many of my apps that actually made money for many years keep making money and are very solid now, because the market is a lot more solid. And if you made it with any games, you can now easily navigate because there's less competition. People are releasing less apps than they used to. The velocity of the number of apps released a month has literally dropped down by a lot, which means that if you already have apps that are working, or if you're planning on releasing app and really focusing on these apps, then guess what? You have more chances to succeed now than in the past. So don't take me wrong here. I'm not saying that you can just release crappy apps. No, actually, you will have to do more work now to be able to release great apps and work on them. So it's not about producing dozens and dozens of apps a month. It's about producing quality apps and really working on it and making money this way, which is basically, you know, it's only fair to everyone. It's fair to the market because you're releasing better quality. And it's fair to you because you don't have to go crazy and, you know, and keep trying to release more and more apps. And that's very tiresome. And many of you just did it because of the money. It's not because they enjoyed making hundreds of apps. They just did it because they knew they were making good money out of this. So it's a win-win for everyone. All right. Having said that, what do I think will work in 2016 when it comes to that? And also, I will tell you what worked for me in 2015. So first of all, the way I see it in 2016 is that, like I just said, any apps or games that are more polished will work. Now, polishing an app is only the beginning. You obviously have to do all your, the work that goes around, which is, you know, the app store optimization, any PR, you know, public relation, marketing, anything that goes around creating an audience and, you know, creating the buzz. You'll have to do that so that your app gets out there and people know about its existence. It's not just about the mobile app business. It goes for any business. You know, you can just nowadays you cannot just create an object and hope that people are going to come and know about its existence. There's just too much noise, too many things happening at the same time. So you'll have to find ways to grab users' attention. Now, one of the ways that people usually forget is that people usually now start from scratch. They're like, oh, I'm just going to create this app about X and create another app about Y. I'm assuring you that don't start things from scratch. Reuse businesses that are proven to work, or even merge with businesses that already exist, or buy a business that already exists and add the technology flavor to it. Add the mobile app business on top of a business that already exists. For example, if somebody has a business about educating kids about making robots, then make an app that's going to help how to educate the kids or teach the kids how to make robots. That's one example out of others. So remember, there are still ways, and reskinning is the best way to start without having to spend too much time and money. You have to reuse things that already exist. Now, instead of just reusing components, reuse source codes. There's so many source codes. It's actually like we're like saturated with source code. There's source code everywhere. You know, some people sell source code for like $10. I even sell source code for literally $5, $10 on places like Udemy. Whenever I sell the course, I sell the source code with it. So Udemy does lots of deals where source code are going to be like $10, $15. I mean, the course is going to be $10, $15, and I give you the source code with it. So you literally get a top source code for $10, $15. And it's a win-win because you get it for cheap, and I win on the quantity that I sell, so it's a win-win. Having said that, let me talk about what worked for me and for some of my students and colleagues and partners in the mobile app industry. First of all, I know that ASO worked. So if you had a business based on the ASO services, then definitely people are more aware about the potential of ASO. And when I mean people, I mean also businesses. It's not just, you know, any random person. Actually, big businesses spend money on App Store optimization, just like on Google SEO, because they know that it works. Even if you can have 1, 2, or 5 extra percent, for big companies, it's actually a big deal. If they can get 1 or 2 more people or any leads, that could bring them potentially thousands, if not 6 to 7-figure numbers. So ASO is definitely a big deal. Public relation or marketing, that's definitely another area that worked in 2015. So if you concentrated and focused on public relations and how to help people promote their app, then definitely you probably also made money there. Now, 2015 was the year of podcasting. Everybody is into podcasting and everybody has at least listened to one podcast. And I'm glad you guys are actually listening to my podcast here as we speak. So that's definitely something that you guys should consider going in. Now, obviously, this requires a lot of efforts, and it might not be for you in the sense that it definitely having, you know, releasing podcasts on a schedule where on a weekly basis or even on a daily basis is just too much for some people. So remember, you can always partner with other people. Now, something else that definitely worked in the mobile app industry is niching down. What do I mean by this? Is finding a specific area to create apps or games for a specific audience. And some of my students actually did that and actually got featured or are making having a business working on that. Some of them are just having a side business, but still it is a valuable business and it's sustainable. So one of my students had a business award word search puzzle in Italy, and he's been featured since last April, so that's been a while, and he's doing great. Some others are doing great in word search puzzles. Again, so word search puzzles somehow work really good, especially for fans of specific movies or trends. So if you were a fan of, let's say, Fast and the Furious, or fans of Harry Potter, fans of, another movie, Game of Thrones. So if you are fans of any of these series, then you could create apps about word search for this specific series or episodes or movies. And the thing happening here is that people are riding the waves in a legal way. It's kind of illegal and legal at the same time. Obviously, you're not allowed to create a game and call it Games of Thrones, right? You can't do that. But you can create a word search game that says word search game for fans of Games of Thrones, or word search games for fans of Wonder Woman or Batman. You're allowed to do that. So you can use these valuable keywords in your description, in your keywords search, and in your app title. So that's a great way to create lots of traffic in a legal way. Now, another of my students that's doing great, believe it or not, he's still doing Flappy Birds games. Now, you tell me, Flappy Birds, it's so 2013, right? Like, how could you make money out of Flappy Birds 2 years later? Well, let me tell you the reason why, is that this guy has amazing graphics. He's actually a graphic designer himself. He lives in Taiwan, if I remember. And his graphics are up there, you know, like top graphics. And, you know, he's doing great with kids. When kids see these graphics, they just download the game. Even if it's just the same mechanics as Flappy Birds, the fact that it's, you know, the Flappy Bird mechanics are fun. So you can play a couple minutes, you know. As long as the graphics are amazing, it's going to be entertaining for a few minutes. And he's making a valuable, sustainable business this way. Now, things that worked for me, obviously you guys know about appsfresh.com. So it's still sound and working. Especially the fact that I added a lot of graphic packs on top of source code and services such as game reskinning. And also, I'm selling courses too. So I really focused on adding courses so that I attracted people that were from other industries that didn't know anything about programming, especially graphic designers that actually went into graphic design because they wanted to make games. But they don't necessarily want to program and actually hate programming. They just do it because they have to if they want to release an amazing game. And so courses definitely made it for me. And I created this website at the end of 2013 that was called iosonlinecourses.com, which is based about reskinning and also teaching people how to, you know, program, but in a light way or very simple way, so that they could add their own twist to any source code by programming in Swift or in Objective-C and being able to add their own features to any games that they actually have. And that did really well for me. Now, something else that did great also was my Facebook group, the mobile app flipping and reskinning group, Mobile App Entrepreneurs, has about 9,000 members and is doing great. There's lots of discussions there that are very useful for everyone. Some things that actually failed for me that I want to say is that my podcast, it did not fail, but I failed it in the sense that I was not present enough on my podcast because I had too many things happening at the same time. And I want to change that in 2016. I want to put more effort into podcasting. But I want to be honest with you. I want to do more than just podcasting. I'm going to focus on the next wave, which is audio and video. So podcasting is all about the audio, but I want to go one step above and have more videos than audios. But podcasting is there and will always be there because it's definitely a medium that people will consume, because sometimes, you know, you're just in a bus or you're just driving or you're just at a Starbucks line or something where you can only listen to a podcast and you cannot actually look at a video. So definitely podcasting is by far alive and kicking in 2016. So something else that did not work for me and for other people in the industry is simple reskinning of trying to ride waves or trends. So nowadays there was plenty of other apps, just like, you know, Flappy Birds or Stay in the Lines and things like that came, or Dash Towers in 2015. And I tried to ride the waves and I was doing okay, but I could not reach the thousands of dollars doing that. So that's something that failed, and it will fail for you too, for the majority of people, because that's oversaturated and because of the fact that Apple changed the way they're showing the apps in the App Store. Now, What else did not really work out for me? I went into the Apple Watch apps and games, and it did okay, but it didn't do as great as the App Store in 2008 or 2009, the iPhone App Store. So the Apple Watch Store was not as big, or did not make it big like any other Google Play Store or iPhone App Store. So that's something that did not work out for me, but it was definitely worth trying. You know, if you don't try to be early in a new industry, then you might be missing on something big. It's kind of a gamble, but definitely worth trying. Something else that did not work out for me really well and did not work out for anyone else is the Apple TV industry, the Apple TV store. Now it's still early because it just got released only a few months ago, which is the last quarter of 2015. So it's still very early, and I still believe that this is the future. Now, any one of you that has or own or have seen an Apple TV, then you know that it is the future. Then every single TV will be like that, or will behave in a way like the Apple TV behaves. It just makes sense. So that's something you guys should watch in 2016 or in the near future. All right, so that's what did not work for me. Now, I want to talk about some things that I'm going to focus in 2016 that are totally different than app reskinning. First of all, I'm going to focus into going more business to business when it comes to apps. What do I mean by business to business? Right now, I was focusing my courses and my apps and my source code to people just like you, because I like to help people, and especially people that have very low budget and that have a regular job and are trying to do things on the side, and they're trying to live the life that they want, you know, in the sense that many people don't like the job that they do, and they just do it because, you know, because of the money, or because they've been put into it, and it's very hard to move out of it. And they like to make games and apps, and they would love to get out of it, but it's not that easy. So I was focusing my business to help these people, and I will always help these people, that's not the question. But now I want to go one step above, and I also want to help businesses. So I want to do business to business, and I want to sell the app reskinning to businesses. But I'm not going to do it, obviously, in the way that I was teaching people how to do it. I will do it in a more professional way, which is I will bypass the tutorials, which is I'm not going to show people or businesses how to create their own apps. I will do it for them. So some of the apps that we'll do or help businesses have are, you know, very like template-based apps that businesses need, which are keyboard apps, stickers apps. So let's say, you know, let's say you're a Coca-Cola app and you want to create a keyboard that has lots of stickers for Coca-Cola, or, you know, very niche apps for stickers. And I would help them create these apps and all the stickers, and they would take care of the marketing themselves, because Coca-Cola would, you know, would probably put it on their product, you know, say, okay, download our keyboard stickers app for free or something like that. Now, I will also do camera apps, camera and stickers and collage and things like this. This always works. And I want to also do conference apps. So there are any conference or any businesses or smaller businesses that want to do a conference and then need an app, I would try to create that as well. So that's kind of like the reskinning business that's pushed to the B2B level. Now, something totally different that I like myself, and that's more of a hobby right now, but that we'll focus on in 2016, is 3D printing. Now, I do have a 3D printer, and I've been printing lots of things, and I've been looking in the industry and see what's going on here, what's there and what's missing. And I can assure you, there's a lot of work to do there. Now, luckily for me and for other people like you that know about reskinning, we have this advantage, this edge over others that don't know about reskinning or they are not very familiar with the process, is that 3D printing can bring the reskinning process in the physical world. What do I mean by that? Right now, everything we do in the reskinning world is on an app, so it's constrained to the virtual world or to your phone. Now, with 3D printing, you can do reskinning to the next level. You can actually create real products or physical products. And obviously, we can mix and match the physical world with the virtual world of the app market. So you can do the app market with physical items. Now, one idea that I had, but I had multiple ideas also, but one that I'm just going to throw out there is be able to 3D print rewards. So in your game or in any one game, you can add physical rewards. Whenever somebody finishes a level or beats the last boss of a game, you can actually 3D print that figurine, and they can actually buy it, or you can sell it, or give it for free. It's up to you at this point. It depends how your business works, to the person that finishes the game. So you can actually, it's a win-win because the person has a physical figurine that's nice, and also you win because it's a marketing way also, because people will have this figurine and other people, the circle and the friends and family members of that player will get to see it. And that's kind of a marketing strategy as well. So 3D printing is definitely something that I'm going to focus on in 2016. Another thing that I'm going to focus on, totally different industry, is virtual reality and augmented reality. So you guys probably heard about Oculus Rift or the Samsung VR Gear or Magic Leap. There's a bunch of them out there, and there's big players such as Google, Facebook, Magic Leap again, Meta. There's already billions of dollars invested in this industry, and right now no one's really making any dollar out of this industry. But I'm really watching this clearly very close, because with everything that we learned from the mobile app industry, we can definitely do huge damage in this industry. Definitely, it's just one step later. We already know how to create source code. It's already compatible with Unity, so I can already foresee that any Unity source code will do great. So I'm planning on focusing my source codes with Unity, and many of my courses are already created with Unity nowadays, because I know that virtual reality will be based on Unity. I'm betting, and that's a gamble again, because anything can change from one day to the next, because there's no real number one players yet. It's still it's still in infancy. Anything can change. So these are the industries that I want to focus on in 2016. There's plenty of other things that I would like to talk to, but again, I want to create more podcast episodes, so please follow this, and I would love if you can put a review and rate this episode, because I really want you to, give me some motivation, show me that you're there out there and trying to make it, and that really motivates me to create more. Because if I just don't see much traction from you guys, then I don't want to focus and waste my time, because it's kind of wasting my time to me. I want to bring most value for myself and for others. And if I don't see that you guys are there and motivated, then I don't see any value of doing it for you and for me. So please show me some motivation for 2016, and rate this podcast. Now, what I want from you from 2016, I would love to know what you guys are going to be working on, and what worked for you and what did not work for you in 2015. Now, so let me know what you'd like to try in. And I have this Facebook group already that has these 9,000 members, and I would love you to join and come and talk. I'm going to pin the post on Facebook so that you guys can come and join our conversation. And go to the Mobile App Entrepreneurs App and Games Flipping Reskinning. So I repeat, the Facebook group name is Mobile App Entrepreneurs Apps and Games Flipping Reskinning. Now, I'm going to leave this in the show notes so that you guys can just click on it. And I'd love to see you there. So again, see you in the Facebook group, and Happy New Year 2016.